The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Next report will probably involve you one way or the other. It'll certainly, I know you'll have an opinion on it, because research by one poll has found that over 40% of people regularly get caught out by not having notes or coins on them. Tipping or giving to charity and not having change for a supermarket trolley are among the main reasons that we become infuriated with ourselves for not having any cash on our person. Now, to talk about this further, we're joined by Henry McKean. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. And you're right. The most vulnerable people out there really depend on cash. So older people, they're worried about being scammed. People with bad credit ratings, they perhaps can't even get a bank account. The poor, the homeless. Also, you know, during a power outage, we need cash. I was over in the west of Ireland in January, and I did notice the only place open was Supermax, and they were running on generators and they were only taking cash. So, you know, is cash still king? And people tapping, a Dublin phrase for begging as opposed to tapping when you're paying for something, you know, it's become much harder for them because we're not carrying change. Here is Paul Murray, who is homeless.
I think plastic is ridiculous. Like, it's cash is king.
Cash is still king, you think?
Yeah, it is, yeah. People carrying plastic all the time. I mean, I don't know if you've been in London lately, but everywhere in London, I mean, everywhere uses cards. There's no
everywhere.
More cash. There's no more cash. And I think it's better to have cash than it's nice to have a few quid in your pocket. I have the feeling that you have money.
And do you have a few quid in your pocket?
Not at the moment, no. Like, it's a good feeling, but the media f*** their heads up with over the COVID. Like, I mean, they frightened the life out of
And you
people.
Think we kind of went cashless around the COVID time?
It was. COVID is the cause of plastic cards coming in. People just got afraid of their lives. I mean, if you're going to die, you're going to die.
Do you have a card? Do you have a
No,
a
I don't.
Card?
No. I can't have a credit card because of no address, and you need an address. If I had the opportunity, I wouldn't get a card anyway. I'd rather have money in my pocket.
You'd rather have money?
Yeah.
And when people are out tapping, for instance, people honestly don't always have change to give someone
who's
out
tapping. Yeah, it's hard. It's very hard. Like, I mean, the amount of times I hear during the day, I've only got a card. But I'll tell you what I think is funny about that. I mean, they're standing beside an ATM and they say, I've only got a card. All they have to do is put their card into the ATM, get a fiver out or whatever. But I think it's sad that people got so frightened over COVID that they just use cards now. I mean, like, everywhere in Dublin is using cards. There's a lot of shops that don't use money anymore.
And they won't even accept cash.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I went into a restaurant last week to get a coffee and an eclair. Sorry, we don't accept cash. Like, and I was thinking, Jesus Christ, man, why not? It's a payment. It's just not a fucking plastic payment. But there you go.
And that's Paul, who's homeless, doesn't have a card and laments the fact that some places, restaurants included, don't take cash. Now, you did talk to a restaurant, Henry.
Yeah, I did. And I just want to say there was strong language in that clip. And what we're hearing is that only 10% of us are now paying for cash for a meal. The rest are paying on card or Apple Pay. I popped into this restaurant. They were getting ready for the day. Here is the restaurant manager.
My name is Stevie. I'm the general manager at Row Wines down here in Coppinger Road, Dublin 2. You know, this idea of a cashless society, I definitely notice that we are moving away from having like a lot of cash transactions here. Like, I think our cash transactions here would maybe be like 10% of all sales, which is massive downward shift. How do I feel about it? I'm not sure. Like, to have less cash here would be easy for me from an administrative point of view in terms of doing the cash up at the end of the night, but also from a security point of view of having actual cash on premises. But, you know, the negative aspect of that is I'm not leaving work with a little tip bonus in an envelope anymore.
Unlike that, I was a waiter and you would get that envelope at the end of the night, and it would be
lovely.
A tip afloat, and everyone would get it if it was a good night.
Yeah, yeah.
And now that might be sent to the bank, it might be taxed, and it might be a lot less.
Yeah, well, it is. It's taxed. You get your tip on a card here that is susceptible to tax, goes through your pay packet, you know, which has an impact. And yeah, and also it is nice to have that little cash bit, particularly like, you know, there'd be one or two regular local people that might need a little bit of change from time to time. If you don't have cash on the premises, you know, there's not really anything I could give them. And yeah.
Do you think cash is slowly dying, or will it always survive?
From working in the industry, I very much see it dissolving into nothing. I do see it.
You think it's just disappearing altogether?
Yeah, I do see it. Like if you take this business in the last 3 years, the drastic drop in cash sales, drastic, and eventually it will just fizzle away.
And you'll miss it.
I will miss it. I miss it personally. I think professionally it's easy to not deal with cash, but I think personally I would miss it.
And that's Stevie from Row Wines. But Henry, have you noticed any shops bucking the trend, as in demanding cash only?
I actually have. I was in Donegal recently and I came across chip shops, an ice cream parlour and even sweet shops all saying cash only. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I really would like a 99, especially with the weather right now. And I'm like, I need to find an ATM. And, you know, also a friend recently went to a Stony Batter pub. They were cash only too. And, you know, catching out Gen Zs, because a lot of Gen Zs actually don't even own an ATM card.
They do everything on their phone.
Exactly. They have like a sort of replica or virtual card inside their phone. And personally, I have cash on me when I take all the bottles to get recycled in the local Eurospar, and they would give me cash back. But, you know, and for parking, I need it for parking because I still haven't got the app attached to the car. But that's really it. Here are people from all walks of life and ages. When was the last time you used cash?
When was the last time I what?
Used cash.
I used cash?
No, cash. Money.
I hate banks. I've always hated banks. I have never had a bank in my life. See, and I'm 81.
You look amazing for 81.
I hate the f***ing places.
How do you pay for things?
Old card, Apple Pay.
Always card, always Apple Pay. Do you carry coins? Do you carry cash?
Rarely, yeah. Actually, today I do have some change on me today, but that's rare. I often do.
Personally, no. It's all on my mobile phone. It's all on Apple Pay. I just find it easier.
And Apple Pay is a little bit too easy. You can just go click, click, and there's the money removed from your account. It's that quick.
Well, that's the thing. It's just very simple. Like, personally, I find it easier than, you know, carrying a lot of coins and carrying card, like, it's just easier,
I find.
Do you ever get
caught out? I mean, so many pubs and so many shops these days, especially outside the capital, want cash only. And you don't even have your actual credit card or laser card or ATM card. And if you do, it's actually inside your phone, so you can't withdraw money.
Yeah, I have been caught a few times with it. And, you know, when that happens, I just say, look, it is what it is, and go somewhere else. Like, obviously, I'll always ask first, do you take card? You know, just to be safe.
But usually most places, they say, is they do, like...
Most do, but there's always that one that doesn't.
It's usually, like, you know, the rural village pub that might be cash only. And I'm saying this now because my mother used to own a pub in my village.
And where's your village?
Bantir, down in County Cork. And, we were cash only before we closed it down. What's kind of worrying about card, I'm not sure if you know yourself, Mark, but you tend to spend more when you tap rather than if you have cash.
That is a problem, like, you know, because it's just, as you're saying, like, it's just so easy just to tap, 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 and then you don't even realise what you're even spending because it's just tap and tap and tap, like.
You're visiting, you're from Liverpool. Have you spent any euros yet, any hard cash, any notes?
No, we haven't brought them with us either. We've literally just came with Apple Pay.
Monzo Bank. It's a digital bank, so it's not like a normal bank, high street bank. You just use that, it just does your conversion rates for you as well.
So you're very good with the digital stuff?
Yeah.
You're very down?
Yeah, I am.
And how old are you?
27. When we're going abroad, we use Monzo, usually, because it's just easy.
Now, Henry, when you talk to businesses, do they generally prefer cash or card?
Well, that's a really good question. It depends on the business. I met Olivia. She's a flower seller, and she now basically just uses 30% cash. The rest is card. And we start with a man with basically lots of cash in his wallet buying flowers. So you just bought some flowers and you paid cash. How come you chose cash over card? Or?
I think the flower sellers prefer to be paid in cash.
You think they prefer it?
Yes.
And who are those beautiful flowers for?
They're for my wife.
Does she know that she's going to get those?
Not yet.
She'll find out soon.
She will, this evening.
And are you a cash person, or are you a online person, or an Apple Pay, or how do you pay?
Usually with a card, in most instances, for any big purchase.
But today was cash.
Today was cash.
Do you think cash is slowly dying?
I think the banks are doing their best to try and remove it from circulation and put people off using it. But I think there's a lot of people still want to use cash. I think it's important that we keep it.
And why do you think the banks are doing that? To save money? It's safer?
Absolutely. Save money and to save labour costs and to save all of the time that they take both transporting and counting it.
And you'll miss it if it goes?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
So, Olivia, that customer paid cash.
Yes.
Hard cash. And he said that you prefer cash. Do you, being a flower seller, do you prefer cash? What do you prefer?
Yeah, we do prefer cash, like any business, I suppose, because if you don't have cash flow, it can get a little bit rocky, I suppose. Now, we do take card as well, but at the moment, it's probably, I would say, 70% card payment. And listen, you're not saying, oh, no, we don't want card. Like, any form of payment is accepted. Obviously, it has to be. Because you have to move on with the times, but I do think if it was to turn to a cashless society, I think that's kind of uncharted waters. It can be kind of, it can be good in some ways, but it can be very bad in others, you know.
And does it surprise you? You know, over 40% of us regularly get caught out by not having notes and coins on us. I'm one of them. I just got caught out there. A lady asked me for some money on the corner. I had no change. I had nothing on me. Do you feel that we should all carry a little bit of money?
Of course we should. I often get it. Obviously, I work at the city centre, so a lot of even tourists come and they ask me for coins for public transport. Even public transport don't take notes. But I'm very, very surprised that if they're trying to turn it to a cashless society, the public transport, they only take coins. So it's kind of a little bit backwards, you know what I mean?
I do indeed. Now, there are many texts coming in. There are many concerns about going cashless that never seem to get discussed. For example, in a cashless world, how would we survive if our accounts were frozen or hacked? At least with the option and an existence of cash, we'd still be able to get by for a while to pay our bills and buy food. Then, as we saw in Spain and Portugal, there's the possibility of power outages and system failures. It's a wide-ranging subject and doesn't just affect the homeless and buskers, unfortunately. That's from Joe. Another one says, as a society, we will rue the day if cash disappears. Every card transaction costs money. Eventually, all money or virtual money will be owned by the banks. I was in Cologne 2 weeks ago. Many places only use cash, and the same is true in Berlin. Every few weeks, I take €100 from the ATM. I break this down to fivers and tenners, so I have small notes for tips and small purchases, and I always tip staff in cash. Cash has to stay. We had a situation recently in our local supermarket as the card system collapsed. It left hundreds of people having to abandon their shopping and leaving the stores really worried about what they'd done. Now, interesting, Henry, there's a kind of a parallel thing, because I was wondering if you go in to a pub and you don't have cash and you order a round of drinks and the drinks arrive and then you hand your card and your man says, sorry, we only do cash. What happens then?
That's a really good point. I mean, do you leave? Do you walk out?
Well, I remember years ago, there was a rule, believe it or not, in many Dublin pubs that they would not serve women pints. They would only serve them a half pint or a glass.
Only a half pint.
And there were a lot of women objecting to this. So Nell McCafferty and a few of her pals, the late Nell McCafferty, they went into this pub and they went into the snog or whatever.
Yes.
And there was a male with them and he ordered 6 pints of Guinness.
6 pints.
Then the barman arrived with the 6 pints into the snug and realised that there were all women there.
And what happened?
And he said, I can't serve you ladies because I'm only allowed to serve you half pints. So they all stood up and left, leaving the poor hapless barman with 6
pints
going stale.
That is some story. And I didn't know that about Ireland. You could only get a half pint if you were
ridiculous.
A lady in the 1970s. Like even my mum now, even though she's pint-sized, can actually drink a full pint.
Well, one of the most attractive things about my wife, Kathy, when we first met, she loved to drink pints of Guinness.
Wow.
Part of the what endeared me to her. Anyway, what about charities, Henry?
Yeah, we've been speaking to some of them, basically off the record, and they're saying Before COVID, on these annual bucket collections that they do, where you see them perhaps on Grafton Street or whichever street, whichever town you're in, they would raise about €500,000 just in these buckets in coins and cash. But now, 2025, that's kind of halved because people aren't carrying cash. And even though that you can tap and there's credit card machines beside the bucket, they're not raising the money. They're also saying the people who do give the cash are the older people. They're still carrying cash. This is what the charities are saying. So, I mean, really, really quite fascinating. And another area which is getting harder and harder to raise cash is busking. I met this young busker.
My name is David Hayden and I'm 24 years old. I'm originally from Cavan, but I moved out to Dublin a few years ago and I'm a full-time musician now based in Dublin.
So you're here busking on Grafton Street, the holy grail of busking, and you've got to have a licence to be here, and you have that.
I do.
What sort of music do you play?
I like to play sort of a lot of old classic kind of rock stuff, mainly soft. I play very delicately and very softly, sort of soulfully.
Do you think you'll get a record deal?
In this climate, it's probably fairly unlikely. But I suppose you're not really in it for that reason.
And the thing is, even if you do, the streamers will probably play you 5p.
Yeah, and the algorithm always wins.
So how do you make money? You're looking for change. I'm looking in your guitar case, no money yet. You're just tuning up. How do you get money from people if they're not carrying cash?
Well, it's very interesting. I've been doing this 3 years, and even in the 3 years, I've noticed a dramatic decline in the amount of cash that people carry. But you have to adapt. So personally, I've got a QR code that works for Apple Pay and Google Pay. So if people don't have cash, they can just scan the QR code, and it's really easy, and they can just select whatever amount they want. But it would surprise you, though, still how much cash you can get. A lot of people still carry a wee bit, you know.
And do people actually go onto that QR code?
Not as much as I would have thought, actually. I thought it would kind of transform everything. I thought a lot of people that don't have cash will be doing it. But it's been not made as big of a difference as I thought. I would still get, put it this way, I would still get the large majority of my income from cash.
And credit cards. Would you actually get a credit card machine? Would you get one of those?
It's not something I've thought of right now.
but it would be a bit of an investment.
Maybe when I'm playing in Crow Park, maybe. I don't know. But on Grafton Street, maybe not yet.
And are you playing with Oasis this weekend?
No, Noel didn't get back to me. I asked him there, emailed him, but no, he didn't get back to me.
And that's busker David Hayden. Henry, finally, I mean, have you changed your mind about carrying cash since you did that report?
Pat, I've got my wallet here, and I'm just looking through it. I'm just going through it here. I've got receipts, I've got credit cards, and I don't have
a
coin. I've got nothing. And I gave it all away. I gave a homeless lad a €5 a note, and I used the rest on parking. I did have 10 in there yesterday, and I always do try and have something small.
You're going to have to replenish, I think.
I'm going to change my mind.
Henry McKean, thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.